following is the second part of our four-part interview with Marty Cooper, inventor of the cell phone. I'm Roger Chang, and this is your Daily Charge. Well, one of the issues I've talked a lot about on this podcast and on CNET in general is the issue of the digital divide. And I know you talk about that near the tail end or near the second part of your book. So I'd love to get your perspective on really the sort of holistic impact of the cell phone and whether or not it's been a force for good and how it's been a force for good in closing that broadband gap, that digital divide.
Well, just think about this, Roger. The whole educational system is being challenged today because a teacher gets up and gives a lecture and he's talking to a bunch of students. If they're connected, if they have smartphones, they have access to all the knowledge in the world. This teacher's not going to give them any information that they can't find other words. So the whole nature of what a teacher is changes. The teacher now teaches people how to reach out for information, how to handle it. It tailors the educational process to individuals instead of having a lecturer talk to people. Each of them is different from every other person. So we discover that what the result of this is that people's minds get challenged more than they did before. And the result of that is that their brains get bigger. They get smarter. Just think about that now, that in this country, one of the most advanced countries, not only in the world, but in history, 40% of the students in this country do not have access to a broadband wireless. 40%. Just imagine what that means over a long term when the educational process has changed, that we end up with 40% of the population with bigger brains that are smarter, or 60%, and then 40% are dummies. That's unacceptable. With broadband wireless is now as essential to people as water and food. So somehow that problem's got to get fixed. And at the moment, the government is not taking the right approaches. The only way to do that is to, first of all, accept the fact that this is essential, and then go to the carriers, the people that have exclusive use of the spectrum, and tell them either you service all of the public or we're going to allow other people to do it. The technology exists to provide students with broadband wireless for as little as $5 or $10 a month. At that level, everybody can have access to the internet. But somehow or other, we have to remove this exclusivity that the big guys, the AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they're doing a great job for the dense areas, for the cities and the suburbs. They are not doing a good job for the rural areas. They are not doing a good job for the people that can't afford $60 a month for a cell phone. The technology exists to do the both of those things, to handle people that can't afford it, and to do the rural areas. And it's up to the government now to figure out ways for business to provide those two kinds of services. We have to have 100% accessibility for students and ultimately for everybody. Because I'm so delighted that you read the book, because you know that it's not just education. It's healthcare. We're all going to be ultimately connected, have our bodily characteristics measured continually. There is the potential that we can anticipate diseases in people before they happen, just because we're measuring things continually. So healthcare is going to be a revolution. You can't provide that to one segment of the public and keep it from other people. So between those two issues, education and healthcare, and then you get the most important of all, and that's what your profession is. It is collaboration. It's getting people to talk to each other, to generate ideas. Two people are always more creative and more productive than one person. But if you can get people talking to each other in groups, independent of time, independent of where they are, the potential for improving the productivity of people will be such that the idea of poverty will disappear. There's going to be enough for everybody. There is no reason why everybody can't be wealthy enough to never worry about food or housing, and everybody can't have the educations that they're entitled to.
That's it for part two. We'll be back in the coming days with the next segment. If you have any questions, hit us up on Twitter at The Daily Charge or sign up for direct text messages from me by heading to cnet.co/dailycharge. And if you liked what you heard, please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps us out. For The Daily Charge, I'm Roger Chang. Thanks for listening.